Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Beis in Mesechtes Menachos. Ezra Mendel Pollack already announced this morning a brand new Mesechta, which it is. However, as you will see as we begin the first Mishnah and continue into the Mesechta, a lot of Menachos is basically Chazorah on Mesechtes Zvachim, because many of the topics that we had in Zvachim apply similarly to Mesechtes Menachos. For instance, you'll see as soon as we begin the Mishnah, that the format and the style is exactly the same. When we started Zvachim, we said, Kol ha-Zvachim, sh'nizbachu, sh'loi lishmon, k'sherim, elil sh'loi ol l'balim sh'mchoiva, chutz mipat, chattas, and Pesach. We start off the same way with Menachos. Kol ha-Menachos, sh'nikmetu, sh'loi lishmon, k'sherois, elil sh'loi ol l'balim sh'mchoiva, chutz mimchas choytei, u'minchas kenois. Yes, I'm going to explain it all, but you want to ask a question?
Sure. Can you just give an introduction, the difference between Zvachim and Menachos?
Sure. Thank you. The word Zevach, by definition, in Hebrew, means the equivalent of Shechita, means to go and shecht. The word Zvachim, in a broader term, really means Karbanis. So Kol HaZvachim, Shenizbachu Shaloi Lishmon, means any carbon that you shechted Shaloi Lishmon. It's kosher, but it's not ol lebalim shemuchayva, which means he has to bring a brand new carbon to be yotzei his neder nedava. And back in Zvachim, chutz mi Pesach and chattas and Pesach. Yet Reb Lezer also with Oshem, Reb Lezer. Good, but that is how we start with Zvachim, and it's not just a question of the zvicha, which means the shechita. There are four avoidos that you have in Masechet Zvachim, and connected parallel, we have four similar avoides and mesechtes menachos. Getting back to Zvachim, the four avoides are, you have the shechita, you have the kabbalah sadam, you have the hoylocha sadam, and you have the zrika sadam. If you do all of those perfectly, you have a fine carbon, everything is beautiful. If you did one of those avoides, shaloi lishma, you get into trouble. What type of trouble do you get into? Most karbanis, the carbon is kosher. Therefore, since we say that it's kosher, it means that you can continue with that carbon the way you would have had everything been done perfectly. So, if you're talking about a carbon oila, even though you had a machshava shaloi lishma, still a kosher carbon, continue to do your zrika sadam, and after zrika sadam, put your oila totally on the bezbeach, kolil, like usual, give the or to the kahanim, everything is wonderful. But le'ol balam shem choyve means you're going to have to bring a brand new carbon oiler. So if you went and made a neder, you have to bring a brand new one. Here we have the same thing with Gabi Menachos. By Menachos, you have also four avoides. The four avoides, avoider number one is kmitza. Avoider number two is putting it into a klishores. Avoider number three is the hilocha. Avoider number four is the haktorah. Now what exactly is kmitza? We're going to deal with that much greater length than our Mesechta, but basically what it means is a person donated a certain amount of flour. That flour is brought and put into a kli sharet, and that's makdish, the flour, that now it is considered to be holy flour. And I say flour in a loose sense, because as we'll see in the Gemara and in the Mishnah shortly, there are really four different types of carbon mincha. You have a minchas solas, which is pure flour. You have a minchas marcheshes, or a mincha machvas. Marcheshes and machvas are two different types of pans or pots which are used in connection with flour. The marcheshes is a deep pot. A machvas is more of a pan, a flat pot. Yeah, exactly. Not tall and deep, but rather more flat, like you'd go with you. Any of you have ever fried eggs in the morning, you know that you don't fry eggs inside a deep, deep pot. You go and you do them flat on a flat on a pan, or you fry them into nice fried eggs. And if you don't like fried eggs, that's fine. I'm just threw that out as an example, so please don't jump on me because you don't like fried eggs. If you want to ever have a boiled eggs, especially if you want to have 100 boiled eggs, you wouldn't put them in a pan, you'd put them in a pot. So there's a difference between a marcheshes and a machvas. We'll talk about that more as we get into it. So you have the flour of your carbon mincha solas, and you have your machvas and your marcheshes, and then there's finally something known as a carbon minchas ma'afei tanur. Ma'afei tanur means that you've already baked it inside an oven, Everybody, please put yourselves on mute because there's a lot of background noise. Even in Mafitana themselves, there happen to be two different types. One is Blulois B'Shemen, one is Meshuchim B'Shemen. All of that is going to be learned as we go further into the Masechta. But the point of all that is, how do you start off the Karban Mincha? You take that flour, or you take the Marcheshes Mincha, or the Machvas Mincha, and you put it into a Kli Sharis. Now it becomes Niskadish. What happens at this time, if it's a regular, normal Karban Mincha, meaning it's not a Minchas Kehanim, it's not a Minchas Nesochim, etc., your normal Karban Mincha, a Kohen goes and puts his three fingers into the flour and closes it up on his palm. Then he has the outside two fingers, the thumb and the pinky, and he wipes it off on both sides. And now he has one kmitza full of flour in his hands. He takes that kmitza, and now he puts it into a new second kli shores. That's the avoida number two. Then he takes the kmitza, which is in that kli shores, and he's moilichit. He has to take it to the mizbeach, and then he has to be maktered on top of the mizbeach. Each one of those avoidas is important, and if you have a machshava of shaloi lishma, says our Mishnah, it's still kosher. Yeah, it's a kosher carbon. When you say that it's a kosher carbon, that means that after that, shioreha ne'echolin, the kohanim can go and eat from the shiraim of that carbon mincha. It's a kosher carbon. However, if it was on shaloi lishma, it's not oyle balim shem choyven. He's going to have to bring a brand new carbon if he made a neder. He made a neder yesterday. I'm going to go and bring a carbon mincha tomorrow. And then they went and messed up by doing a kmitza shaloi lishma. He's going to have to bring a new carbon mincha to go with Mekai Mizneder. It's definitely on the Kohen. We had a discussion about this in Masechtas Zvachim also, whether those applies to the Balim or not. I think it was Daf Nun or Daf Nun Tes. In the late Mems or Nuns, we had a discussion about that in Zvachim. And I'm assuming we're going to have the same discussion here in Menachis. But here it's essentially, we were talking about the Kohen who's doing the Kmitza. So it's the Kohen and not the Balim. Anyway, so I hope I've answered your question now. The difference between Zvachim and Menachas. Zvachim is when you're talking about animals that are being geshachten. Kmitza, Menachas talks specifically about flour that is being used to bring a Karban Mincha, where you don't shecht anything, but rather you take a Kmitza with three fingers. Kmitza is one of the three difficult Malachas in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, and many of the halachas are the same.
And they both serve the same general agenda of kapara?
Mincha typically is not for kapara. Usually a mincha is just benedivas halev, similar to an ola, similar to a shlamim. There are exceptions to the rule, as we'll see in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, a minchas chote is for kapara. But most of the kabanas are for purposes such as the ola, such as the shlam, such as a regular karb mincha. You're doing that to go and show your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the wonderful things that he's doing.
Most of them are voluntary or compulsory?
99% of all menachos are voluntary. But there will be some compulsory, as we'll see in another moment.
But it's kotche kotchim, right?
Mincha is a kotche kotchim, correct. And that's why
it's
only
right
a kahanim.
That is voluntary.
And, well, an oile is also voluntary. There are olos which are olos chova, but most olos are benedava. Especially olas yochid. Ola Sibur is something else. Ola Sibur, you have every single morning the carbon tomid, Ola Seshacha, and you have the tomid shul ben arboim. Those, of course, are mandatory. But those are Ola Sibur. In terms of the Ola Siyachid is typically a Nedu or Nedava, just like a Shlom. I don't have to bring a Shlom, but if I want to, yes, there are Shlom which are Chod. Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, but in general terms, your Shlom throughout the year is a nedava or a neder. If you're asking why would a person bring a mincha and not bring an ola or a shlamim, it's because typically it's money. He just can't afford it. The Torah refers to him, dal hu vein yodei masege. Kodesh. He doesn't have the money to go and afford an animal. Animal costs a lot of money and mincha is much cheaper. Okay, anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah, hopefully that gives you a bit of the background. There's, of course, much, much more to be said, but we don't have time to go through the entire Masechta in 1 hour. So, kol menachos shenikmatu shaloi lishman are kosher. Now, even though the Mishnah only referred to the kmitza, the same halacha the top choice says applies to the other three avoidas as well, that if you went and put the mincha inside a kli, after you took the mincha, you have to put the mincha in the kli, then after you've taken the kli, then your kohen has to make a kmitza from that kli, and then he takes the kmitz and he puts it in a second kli shoris. That's like the Kabbalah Saddam that you have by Zvachim. You moilich it to the Mizbech, Hilocha and Hilocha are the same. And then the Haktorah on top of the Mizbech is just like the Zrika Saddam by Kabbalah Zvachim. Mm-hmm. So if you did any one of those four, the Kmitza, the Nesina Bekli, the Hilocha, or the Haktorah, you did it Shloi Lishma, the Korban is kosher. And the Kahanim are allowed to go and feast on the Shiori Mincha, only the Kahanim, not Yisrael, because it is Kachi Kudishim, exactly right. In fact, we're going to quote in the Gemara shortly, there's a pasuk that says, Kodesh Kadoshim Hi, Kachatas V'cha Hashem. We'll see this shortly. Anyway.
Minchas Toda.
To my knowledge, the Torah doesn't refer to Minchas Toda. There is a Toda, which is an animal, which is a form of shlomim. It's not exactly like a shlomim. The Gemara, the Torah refers to it, Mzevach Todash Shlomov. And that Toda you bring to go and thank Hashem for saving you from four situations. It's what we say in the Hoidi on Friday evening before Mincha, those that have that Minhag. And there you're thanking Hashem, for instance, Yoytzim Beis Surim, or someone who was never not well, now Baruch Hashem is Gesund, a person who just went through the Midbar, Oivre Yamim, etc. But anyway, so that's a Korban Toda, and a Korban Toda is within the subset of a Shlomim. Not exactly the same as a Shlomim. You have to add to that 40 chalas. Maybe that's what you're thinking about, those 40 chalas. But that's the Korban Toda. But there's no such thing, to my knowledge, I don't recall the expression Minchas Toda. You bring a Korban Mincha like we have in our Mishnah, and you can bring it for a thank you offering. There's nothing wrong with that. So,
these
Erkel
calls it a Mincha type offering.
Mincha type offering?
As breads.
Okay. It's all in the small type, in the small font. Yeah. No, what you're saying is correct, that with every Korban Toda, you have to go and bring 40 chalas, and the 40 chalas, three species of them are matzahs, only one of them is chametz, and that's also enumerated in the Torah, but we don't normally refer to that as a mincha. It's a mincha type.
All menachas are kodesh kodeshim?
All menachas are kodesh kodeshim, correct. Kodesh kodeshim. Not all of them are ne'echal by kahanim. Some of them are so kodesh that the kula kolil on the mizbeach, just like a korban oil. If you're wondering which type, for instance, every single minchas koyin. If a koyin brings a korban mincha, cannot eat from it. From minchas koyin kol tia loy se ochel. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, so all of them are kosher, and just to know the ol lebalim shemchoy, which means he's going to have to bring a brand new korban mincha, except for a minchas chote or minchas kenois. What's a minchas chote? Minchas chote is the third rung of the famous korban ola v'yored. What's a korban ola v'yored? There are three types of avedus that the Torah says that you have to bring a korban chatos, but not a chatos kivua. A chatos kivua, as you know, is typically a kizbo or a seira, which means a female lamb or a female goat. That's what you bring for your normal chatos. For a person that did an aveira, that if had he done it b'mezid, there would be kores, and because he did a b'shoge, he has to bring a korban chatos. There are three special ones that the Torah says, it's ola v'yored. Ola v'yored gives you the sound of like you're going up or down a ladder, or up or down an escalator or an elevator. Really what it means is you have three levels of wealth, or the absence thereof. Meaning, if this person is a wealthy person, he brings the kizbo seira. If he's not so wealthy, he brings two oifois, which are the toidim or b'nei yoina. And if he's really poor, he has to bring a minchas chote. Which three averus are those? We learned that at much greater detail back in Masechtas Hoyrius. But Bekitzur, a person that, I'm sorry?
Shavuos.
Masechtas Shavuos, good, there too. But what did we learn in both of those Masechtas? Thank you for the correction. What did we learn in those Masechtas? That the Oyle V'yoyred, by the way, this is all spelled out at the end of Parshas Vayikra. Number one is Shavuos Eidush. Shavuos Eidush means I go over to Ruvain. Ruvain, you were there on Monday morning when I lent money to Yankel. I want you to appear in Bezin and be one of my Edom that I lent money to Yankel, so he has to pay me back. And then Reuven says to me, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean I'm talking about? I was there. No, I don't talk. He makes a shvua. I solemnly swear that on a stack of mesechtois, either shvuas or hoirius or menachis, he says, I make a shvua that I don't know any edus for you. Okay? It makes a shvua. What can I do? And then a few months later, he has here Hurei Tshuva, and he decides to repent, and he comes back and says, no, no, you were right, I was wrong, I'm so sorry, I didn't know Eidus for you, etc. So for that type of Aveira, he has to go and bring a carbon Olev Yore. Number two, a person who happens to become Tomei. And he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and or he ate Kodshim when he was Tomei. If he would have done that, B'mezit Chas HaShol, it would be a din of Kores. But since he did a B'shogeg, there's no din of Kores. There's only a din of bringing a Chatas, but not a Chatas Kivua. This Chatas Olev Yore. Kivua means that one set amount, not one set formula for everybody. Olev Yore means it depends on the person's wealth. And finally, the third one is a Shavuah's Bitoy. Bitoy Levatibis Vasayim Lahora Elehetiv. The classic case that the Gemara tells us about is to eat or not to eat. He makes a shvua that he will eat and he didn't eat, or he makes a shvua that he won't eat and he does eat. That type of thing, it's called the shvua's bitoy. And once again, if he messes up on that shvua's bitoy, he has to bring this carbon out of the yard. Now that third rung, kizbo se'ira being the top rung, the second one being the two oifais, the third being a carbon mincha, because this is to be mechaper on the chait, one of these three sins. That's why the Gemara refers to it as a minchas chote. The minchas chote is similar to your regular menachas, except for one major difference. Other kabbanas, typically you mix with the shemen. We'll see in the Gemara, in Miyat Hashem, that usually three different times that you go and do shemen, whether it's yitzika, whether it's belila, whether it's meshicha. All of that Miyat Hashem we discussed in much greater detail as we go into the Masechta. But not by Minchas Chote. Minchas Chote don't add any shemen whatsoever. Most menachas you add levoina, which is a mixture of incense, not like Torah, so much smaller, but that you also add to your carbon, but not by the Minchas Chote. And the reason Chazal tell us is because we don't want this person afterwards to go out saying, you see what a beautiful carbon I brought. It was almost worth doing the sin just to be able to bring this beautiful carbon. So we don't want him to go out with a big, broad smile. We want him to realize he's got to repent for his sin, and that's why he's bringing his Minchas Chote. Then there's something known as Minchas Kanois. Minchas Kanois is brought, Chas V'Sholem, when there's a situation of a husband suspecting his wife of doing things that she should not be doing. He had given her Kinoi. I warn you, do not go behind closed doors with Yankel. I'm very suspicious. And then, unfortunately, she does go behind closed doors with Yankel. And then when she comes out, the husband says, what were you doing? You don't know, we were going and studying Tillim together, because I never understood Kapitel Nun Aleph, and he explained it so beautifully with the Rashi and the Radak and the Mitzudas. Ah, I'm now a world's expert on this. Or she said, we were planning the next Bikur Cholim luncheon, or whatever it was. Anyway, we don't know what really happened, and therefore the husband has to take the wife up to Yerushalayim, and there's of course a whole ritual which the Torah goes through in great detail, and one of the things is he has to go and bring a Karban Mincha. Purpose of that Karban Mincha, says the Gemara, is Levarer Ovain. It's part of the Bir Ovain to see, did she sin, did she not sin? Of course she has to drink the Maim Ma'arim, but that's not our sugi for today. Anyway, that Mincha's Kenois, also, it's a chareva. Chareva means you don't put on any shemen. And it's also different in another sense that 99% of all your menachas throughout the year are all chitim. The only times that you have where they are made out of so'irim means barley, is this minchas kanois of the sota. And the reason why we go and give it from barley, it says in the Gemara in Sota, is because she did a potentially a ma'aseh behema, and therefore she goes and has now a ma'achal behema. That's why we have the so'irim. The other time is a carbon minchas omer on Pesach. Why over there barley? Because there the barley has already ripened. So we go and bring that to matra the chodesh. The chitim only ripen later on, like it says in Mitzrayim, that when it comes to v'chitim v'akusemis loinuku ki afilois hema, they have to be later growing, ripening grains, and therefore we, initiate the brand new chitim on Shavuos with the shtei alechem. Yes.
Her offering is from barley, but she's not eating from it, is she?
So but it's symbolic.
All right, got it.
You're doing fine.
Okay.
Anyway, mention we get the Masechta Soita, we'll go into that in greater detail. But the point of all of this is, if a person is now bringing a Minchas Chote, because he's one of the Chotim of the Oilevi Arid, or the husband and wife are bringing the minchas kenois, and then the kohen, whilst he's bringing it, he has in mind shaloi lishma. For instance, he has in mind that this is a minchas nedava instead of a minchas chote, or instead of a minchas kenois. In both of those cases, since these are the exceptions to the rule, right? Chutz miminchas chote, minchas kenois. So what happens with them? Says the Mishnah, the minchas chote, minchas kenois, shekomtam shaloi lishman, like we started off our mesechta. Or nosim bekli. Afterwards, you put the kmitz inside a kli. V'holach, and then you're moilich it to the mizbeach. V'hikta, and you're makt it on top of the marocha. And you do it at shaloi lishman. Our case. Oi, lishman v'shaloi lishman. Or the koyin is doing one of these four avoidos. He has in mind both. Lishman v'shaloi lishman, meaning I have in mind for a minchas chote together with a minchas nedava. Or shaloi lishman v'lishman, which means I have in mind for a minchas nedava and for a minchas chote. So now he has combined the two. Makes no difference. And all of these cases are psulais. It's totally possible. So it's not that it is shaloi olabalim shemchoiva, but it's kosher. These are totally possible. What would be the nafkamina that it's possible or kosher? Can you eat from the shirayim? Normally kehanim can eat from the shirayim. Here, you can't eat from the shirayim. You're going to have to go and throw it onto the Beis Hadeshen inside the Azara, where you have all of these karbanas which are possible.
So again, make it possible when he mixes two?
How can you possible it? By any one of the four avoidois where he has in mind shaloi lishma. So if it's a minchas chote.
By the way, we learned that I made it kosher before.
Okay, so that's very good. So let's start the Mishnah again. Kolam anochshin v'lo shvishman, kosher. Elif shalal ubalim v'shem choyve. It's a kosher carbon. The kahanim can eat the shirayim. Everything is great, but you have to bring a brand new carbon. Chutz miminchas choyte minchas kenois. These two, the carbon is totally possible, which means that you cannot eat from it. You have to go and take it, and you have to go and throw it on top of the deshen. It's, for instance, if the kamitza was already shalal lishma, it's already finished. It's no good. And it's so ruined that don't even go further and be mekabel it in a new klisharis. Don't be moilich. Don't be makter on the mizbeach. It's a possible carb. On the other hand, if it happens to be a kosher carbon mincha, minchas nedava, then continue doing all the avoids. Even though the kemitza was no good, you can put it into the klisharis. You can go and be moilich. You can be makter on the mizbeach. You can go and eat the shirayim, etc. But if it's a possible carbon, then stop where you are and then just go and burn it because it's already, in a sense, worthless. And you have to start from square one. Keitzah lishmoy v'shloy lishman. We mentioned both lishman v'shloy lishman. L'shem minchas chote or l'shem minchas nedava. Meaning, if I'm bringing a carbon minchas chote, and I have in mind, yes, for minchas chote, that's lishma, and at the same time I have in mind l'shem minchas nedava, that's shaloi lishma, or the other way around. I have in mind shaloi lishman v'lishman, l'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chote. In both of those cases, what's the din? It's a posala carbon.
One second.
Why does the Mishnah have to tell us both lishma v'shaloi lishma, and shaloi lishma v'lishma? Says Rashi, because as we know, elsewhere the Gemara has a machloikis, whether tofes lashon rishon or tofes lashon achrein. When a person says something and he changes his mind midstream or he adds something midstream, what do you look to? Do you look to what he said initially or do you look at the final word? Normally it would say tofes lashon achrein. Why would I say tofes lashon achrein? Because apparently this person may have changed his mind. Or maybe at least initially he had mind taka for both. So tofes lashon achrein sounds like I said something, but I quickly, I change my mind and I say something different. Oh, so therefore I might think that the key in Lishma, Mshaloi Lishma, is what he said number two. That's why I have to go and say, no, even if he ruined it the first, in other words, by the first Lashon. Or Rashi says that there's another Kamashman, Afbetchilas Dvorav Odom Nitfas, that when you hop on what the person said, not only by the Lashon Achrein, but even by the Lashon Rishon. So the point of all of this is, since I would not have known whether the order makes a difference, lishma v'shaloi lishma, shaloi lishma v'lishma, if we tell us that both cases, as long as one of the two words that he said was shaloi lishma, whether it was at the beginning, by, if this was a minchas chote, he said nedava, or he started off chote, but then he said nedava, makes no difference, risha and achrein, halach is that the carbon is possible. Yes, Ariel, you have a question.
I'm good, thank you. That
did that answer? Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Zok di Gemara Vayter. Okay, so we start with the Gemara. Any questions on the Mishnah so far, so good? Zoktibar. Lomalina misna ella listni veloy olabalim shim choiva. We started Zvachim exactly the same way. There it says, Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloy lishman ksheirois. Ella shloy olabalim shim choiva. Here too. Kol menachas nigbet shloy lishman ksheirois. Ella. We could have saved ourselves the word Ella and just written the word Veloy Olu, right? We say Ella Shloy Olu. Just simply say, Veloy Olu. What's the Ella Shloy Olu? Lom Lila Misna Ella Lisni Veloy Olu Baal Mishim Choyva. It's a kosher carbon, but it was not Oyla Baal Mishim Choyva. Why did it say Ella? It's Mahakamash Malan. The Baal Mhudalay Olu Shim Choyva. Hamincha Kufa Ksheira. It wants to emphasize and dramatize that this mincha is totally kosher. It's not telling us that it's kosher. The Mishnah says already, it says the word kosher very, very explicitly. But he wants to go and emphasize that. In which respect? The osalishnuye. Don't be mishana. What means don't be mishana? Kidarov, like we had back in Zvachim, the Amarov. The shechita was already messed up because shaloi lishma. Also, Lizrek Dama Shaloi Lishma. Don't go and say to yourself, okay, one thing is certain. Although the carbon is kosher, I'm going to have to bring a new carbon. Okay, so since this carbon is lost in sense of that I'm going to have to bring a new one, so I might as well kind of play around with it. The oilo, the Shech Shechita was Shaloi Lishma. You know what? Let's do the Zrik all to Shaloi Lishma. It's not going to make it any better. It's not going to make it any worse. You know, Lemala Vlaimirit. That's what I might have thought. Kamash Mulan, that's why our Mishnah says, no, no, no. So the same thing, of course, applies in the Mincha sphere, that if I did a Kamitza Shaloi Lishma, and then after that I heard, oh, you did a Shaloi Lishma, it's kosher, but like, Ola Balam Shem Chayva, you know what? When I makter the Kamitza on the Mizbeach, I'll also have in mind Shaloi Lishma. No! That's why it says in the Mishnah, the only thing is that but this is a really kosher carbon. If it's a kosher carbon, don't play around by doing haktorah shloi lishma or the like. Now, what's taka the reason for that? Since this carbon anyway is shloi lishma because of the initial kmitza, and therefore it's anyway kosher, and anyway it's le'olabam shem choyva, who cares what he does in avoiding number 2 and 3 and 4? Either you can say based on logic, or you can say based on pasuk. Because you did one aveda, one avla, that you did the shinoi shalei lishma on the first aveda. So therefore that gives you a heter now to go and do a second avla, a second sin. Right? You didn't daven Shemon Esrei in the morning. Oh, I didn't daven Shachris today anyway, so it's a lost day, I won't have a mincha either. Chas v'shalom, how can you say something like that? Fine, this person did a shloi lishma. What he did was incorrect, it was inappropriate, it's wrong. He gets a demerit on his report card. That doesn't mean now he should go and do other bad things, to go and get other demerits. When you did one sin, forget about it. Don't continue on doing more sins. So that's logic. V'yibay yisei mekrayv v'pasik. It says in the pasik, moitz v'secha tishmar, what you say, the words leaving your mouth, go and watch them, guard them, so that you should do vasisa, do what you promised. If you pledged money for tzedakah, go and follow up and fulfill your pledge. Kasher nedarta l'Hashem lekecha nedova, like you made a neder to Hashem, nedova. And the word neder and nedova, as you know, although there is a similarity, both in the spelling as well as in the intention, but there's a major difference between the two. What's the difference between a neder and a dava? A neder, if you go and say hari alai, and therefore there is achrayus, you have responsibility. And I'm sorry?
Yeah,
gavra and chefza. And then you have also nedava. Nedava means that you say hari zu. So it's not on the gavra, it's on the chefza. I say, this is going to be, you look at an animal and you say, this animal should go and be for an oiler, for a shlum, and then that animal runs away, or the animal dies, or whatever, then I'm off the hook. What can I do? When I have an animal, I bring it. That's a nishdu and nishdu. But when you say ari alai, that's a lashon neder, and even if the animal flees, you have to go and get another one. So now the question is, why does the Torah kind of mix these two terms? Kesh nedar to nedava. And for the Ufreit Timor, nedava, neder. So Timor, I'll tell you pshat in the pasuk. Korle nedva, korle nedava. The Torah calls it both names. That what? Elim Kamosh and Adar Tosisa, yay, neder. if the way you were noider, you did the way you're supposed to. Meaning that you said that you're going to go and bring it for, in the case of an animal, I'm going to bring it for an oil, I'm going to bring it for a shlomim, and you do it, then you have been mekayim your achrayis, and Baruch Hashem, everything is great. However, if you did it shaloi lishma, what happens is, yeah, it's still a kosher carbon, and you did, you know, we'll all give you a standing ovation that you brought your nedava. But lamais, you're going to have to bring a brand new one, because of the fact that, since you did it shaloi lishma, it's kosher. So now that we're saying that it's shaloi lishma, how do I know that I cannot continue in doing another avoid shaloi lishma? Because the Torah calls that shaloi lishma a nedava. So in other words, it's no different than had I started off by saying, I want this animal to be an oila or a shlomim, etc. And what happened was, unfortunately, it died or it got lost or whatever. But what happens if it didn't die? It didn't get lost. And I'm bringing it in the base of English. So I wasn't a kaima neder because there was no achrais, but I'm a kaima nedava. That's great. So zoktimor unedava mishar lishnuyama. Now that this animal has been transformed from a neder to an adava, by the fact that I did it shloi lishma on the mushal on the shechita, does that now mean that it's open season to go and be mishanet? An adava is also a holy carbon. It doesn't rise to the same level as a neder in terms of achrayis. True, but nevertheless, it's a great carbon. So it can't go and start being mishana. Therefore, just because you did one avoida shloi lishma doesn't open the door that you can do a second or a third avoida shloi lishma. Ah, so with this now we understand why the Mishnah starts off, Allah. It tells us it's a kosher carbon. The only thing that's missing is, it were not yoytze your choyva. Otherwise, the carbon is great. And therefore you have to treat it with the greatest respect like all other kabbanas. So just because you messed up with the shalei lishma the first time, meaning on the shechita l'mashal, then you can't go and mess up after that. Or in the case of our kmitza, just because you did a kmitza shalei lishma, doesn't mean that you put it now into the kli shalei lishma, or that you're molech or put it on the mizbeach shalei lishma. No. Each one of those are important avoidos. Don't mess with them. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah says, Allah, the only exception to the rule. It's a totally kosher carbon, A to Z. But therefore, don't make any other problems. Yes?
So if you made one mistake, it becomes an adava. If you, let's say, hypothetically make one other mistake, lo lishma, it totally apostles it?
You can have up to four shalei lishmas because you have four avoidas. And it doesn't make it any worse. Once it's your first shalei lishma, it's now baked in. You're not allowed to go and do the other three shalei lishma. But were you to do them shalei lishma, it's not any better or any worse than it was until now. But, Zok Gemara. So this, so far, is the explanation of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks, is the Mishnah unanimous, or is there a machloikis? Leimasis n'loik Reb Shimon. Let's go and say that Reb Shimon disagrees with our Mishnah. Well, why does Reb Shimon doesn't disagree with the Mishnah in Zvachim? Why should he disagree over here? I'll explain to you the sign of Reb Shimon Oimer. Kol hamenochas shenikmetu shaloi lishmon ksheirois. So far, word for word, like our Mishnah. But now he leaves out Ela shaloi, and he says, va'alu le'balen l'shem choyva. Wow, why is that? Says Reb Shimon, very simple. She'ein ha-menochis doimais lezvachim. There's a fundamental difference between a mincha and a zevach. Zevach meaning a carbon that you're shechting. She'akoymitz machvas l'shum marcheshes. Ma'aseo mo'ichichan aleha l'shum machvas. Meaning, you have two different types of carbon mincha. As we said before, actually, they're four altogether. Chasoles, machvas, marcheshes, mafitaner, mafitaner itself has two different types. But what's the major difference between machvas and marcheshes? So we explained already before, marcheshes is a deep pot, and a machvas is like a frying pan. What's the difference between the two, besides the size of the pot or the pan? The difference is, how is this going to come out at the end? We gave an example before of eggs. If you go and put a hard-boiled egg, not a hard-boiled egg, if you put a soft, you took an egg, thank you, a raw egg, within its shell, into a deep pot, or you're going to go and take that same egg and open it up and put it into a machvas, the final product are both going to be eggs, but they're going to be different. This is going to be a boiled egg, and this is going to be a fried egg. Same thing when it comes to the carbon mincha, there's also a major difference. What's the major difference? So Rashi explains, if you look at the Rashi, starting on the fourth line, Maseo Moichichem, If the person is bringing a machvas and he says, L'sheim kedushas minchas marcheshes, or he's bringing a marcheshes and he says, I'm bringing it for a minchas machvas. Maseo mechichen. Just look at this korban mincha and you can tell immediately shehu mechazev. Mechazev means he's saying akazev, he's lying. Why? The marcheshes amuka. The marcheshes is a deep pot. Umaseo roichshin rachin. What happens as a result, whenever you put any type of flour into it, you're going to make from it perhaps something similar to a knedel, which is going to be nice and soft. While by a machvas tzofa, it's, since it happens to be a
shallow,
it's a shagod, that's what I was looking for. Good, thank you. A shallow pan, maser koshin. If you're going to go and take that same flour and put it into the frying pan, it's not going to come out of knedel, it's going to come out something fried, like a fried piece of kugel or something. And therefore it's going to be matzah, whatever. It's going to be hard. Here it happens to be soft and here's hard. Anybody that looks at this kor mincha, oh, Yankel, you brought a marcheshes today. No, it's a machvas. What are you telling me it's a machvas? I can see you think I'm blind. I know what a marcheshes looks like. It looks like knedelich. It doesn't look like fried flour or the other way around. So it's crystal clear to everyone by the texture, by the sight, by the way it appears. You can tell immediately. If I go and serve you whitefish and Shabbos and I tell you it's salmon, yeah, it's kind of faded. Come on, bro, give me a break. It's whitefish, it's not salmon. It's clear. I say any karim. So therefore, says Reb Shimon, there's a major difference between a mincha and a zevach and a korban that you shecht. You can tell immediately that this happens to be a machvas by the fact that it's hard and it's not soft and fluffy. So don't go and tell me story. Yeah, it's fluffy. If you bring a korban, which is a minchas chote, which is a chareva. Chareva means that there is no oil which is added to it. And you're going to say, Rabbi, say, look, I'm bringing a korban belula. That's what you have in mind, the shame korban belula. You see, it's dry. There's no wetness anywhere, no moisture, it's not shemen, it's not oily, it's not schmaltzy. You see, immediately. So it's al shtusim. So therefore, whatever he says, you totally discount, and he's just talking nash. By zvachim it's totally different. Shchita achas lekulan. Whether it's your oilu, your shlomim, your chatas, your toida, your masa behema, your bechor, all of the shchita is exactly the same. Now the Gemara now says zrika achas lekulan. Let's get back to that. I know everybody's going to get tzakocht and tzemisht and tzarid it. That's why I'm saying please hold on to that. The Kabbalah achas lekulan. Once you go and shecht it, the Kabbalah sedam is exactly the same. The same type of mizrak. And then after that, when you do the Zrika, that's the next one, the Hoylocha is exactly the same, you take it to the Mizbech. So therefore, if I were to go and say I'm doing an Oiler, or a Shlomim, or a Chatas, or whatever, there it's not Nikar immediately, whether it's an Oiler, or a Zvachim, or a Shlomim, or this, or the other thing. Now it's true, Kachi Kudushim, you have to go and Shecht the Tzafim. While Kachim Kalim can even be Shechted Bedorim, or anywhere. Yeah, but you could shecht kochim kalim in tzofen as well. So then from the shechita itself, you cannot go and tell whether this is an oile or a shlomim, or whether it's a chatos or an oshim or whatever, because if you're doing it with tzofen, all kabbalah is exactly the same. The kabbalah sedam, exactly the same mizrak is used, no difference. We get to the hoilacha, all it's exactly the same. So far, says Reb Shimon, that by korban mincha, from the outset you can tell whether this is a machvas or a marcheshes, drei minishka kop and call it something else. But legabe, your other kabbanis, you're talking about zvachim, since the shchit is the same, the kabbalah sedam is the same, halach sedam is the same, they all look the same. Therefore, if you go and make a shaloi lishma, then it's not nikr whether it was originally an oyla, shlam, machatas, an oshim, etc. So that's why Reb Shimon now differentiates between the Zvachim and the Menachas. The big problem of here, of course, is the Zrika Achas Lekulam. Why is that problematic? Because you have exactly. Everything that you said is correct. And that's what the second Toisis deals with at some length. Not as lengthy as other Toisisin. But notice how we start with Zrika Achas Lekulam. The Avagav, the Yeshma Tona Achas, the Yeshma Matan Arba. putting aside chatzis for a moment, there are some kabbanis where you only do matan achas, you just throw it against the kiram mizbeach, and some you have to do it saviv, and therefore you have to do two separate kronas opposite each other, so that there's blood on all four walls. So don't you see immediately that is rika, and that is a different rika one for the other? Pirish v'kundris, that none. Since we learned back by uns in Masechtes Zvachim that v'diavad, if you only did one matana, you're done. So that first matana, when you go and throw it against the wall, you don't know now whether this happens to be an oila or a shlomim or a doida or a masa behema or a bechor, etc. I know there's a difference by chatas. Don't get upset. Don't get angry, everybody. We're going to get to that in a moment. But in terms of your regular normal carbon, once you do one matana, you're done. And so therefore, when you're looking at that single matana, there's no way of differentiating between any one of those other kabbalas.
Even though the corner, where you do the Shtayim Shem Arba, you do it on the corner, mm-hmm. So it's Shtayim Shem Arba at least the first.
What happens if you didn't do Shtayim Arba? You just threw one against the wall of the matana achas kippah, right? Umiukasha, that's very good on the first matana. Vanitana b'matan dalit shenosam l'shem, l'sham, Nitonim the matana achas lirtzu the masayin mechichem kishyitin ha shniim. You're right. If he only did one, yitaki yoytze b'diavin, they're all exactly the same. But once he does it twice, shtayim shein arba, then you see immediately that this is not one of those kabbanis where matana achas is enough. You see, it's a carbon that requires two, which is shtayim shein arba. That being the case, the masayin mechichem olel. Says Tosis, you're right, but nevertheless. When he did that first matana, he could have done just one matana achas, throw it against the kiram mizbeach, and he would have been yoitze. The second one is already different. Says Toisus, by the second of your two zrikas, or two out of the four, the second one, what did you do? You had a machshava shloi lishma. That doesn't pass. Why doesn't it pass?
It's already done.
It's already baked into matana achas kippah. So whenever we talk about that the zrika shaloi lishma is kosher el shalval mishum choiva or by chatas and the pasul totally, that's talking about the first matana. Once you get to matana number two, that's almost like the shirayim, which is not mi'akiv, it's not the mechaper. But though he said, I will still kosher mechatas lishem oila the chatas is lemala bekronis or beetzpa and on the zovius, right? Vish oila lemata the oila the karm oila is lemata b'yisoy down below uben is rikam and akli, not with your finger, you toivu betzpa, you do with akli v'oid kosher mekolid osha. So Toys at the very end, ulekamon v'pirkin v'nir devada yo yochel lahakshus kein lekamon. Says Toys this eina chanami the kashas and aizen akasha. We're going to have many kashas and yetchim still today and tomorrow on the Shita of Reb Shimon. We could have asked that question as well, that even by the Zrika, it's not Zrika Achas Lekulon, if you're distinguishing between a Chatas and an Oyle Lemoshim. Okay. Anyway, so that's further elucidation regarding Reb Shimon. The point of all of this is, L'choira our Mishnah does not stim like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon, unlike our Mishnah, says, Kolam Menoche Shenikr Shol Yishmon Ar Kosher V'Olu Lebalim Shem Choyva. And our Mishnah says, Loi alabam shem chayva. So obviously the two do not work hand in hand. Zoktimar, lav davke, honichel rav ashi, di omer kan bekoimitz machvas lishum marcheshes, kan bekoimitz minchas machvas lishum minchas marcheshes. So therefore, masid is over mincha lishum minchahi. El rabba barova mayikala maymar. What does the Gemara mean to say? What the Gemara means to say is that we're going to explore another steer of Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon in another couple of moments, as we'll see in Yetzer Hashem. And for that steer, we're going to have three separate approaches. We're going to have the teretz of Rav Ashi, of Rabba, and of Rava, as we'll see in Yetzer Hashem. So now the Gemara is telling us, it's fine, don't worry. So the Gemara is telling us now, each one of them, L'choira, I could try to use that teretz to say that our Mishnah does shtim like Reb Shimon after all. What does Rav Ashi say? Rav Ashi says that it really depends what he enunciated when he had this machshava of Shaloi Lishma. And although we refer to it as the Machshava Shalei Lishma, I don't remember if all of you remember, but I'm sure Bill remembers that he asked at the very beginning of Masechta Zvachim about 4 months ago, how can you tell a person's Machshava if he's just thinking and he didn't say a Dibur? So we discussed at that time that in fact this is already a kasha that was asked by Rashi and the Tosis and other Rishonim. And one of the major Rashis is right over here on our daf, that Rashi says every time it says in Mizvachim and Menachis, the word Machshava, it means Dibur. Which is that Rashi? If you want to look all the way in the bottom of the Rashi, it's a fourth wide line. Fourth wide line. The black font says Ava Machshava de Minkara. And then go another few words. Middle of the line, Hach Machshava de Kodshim, Haytzoas Dibur Bepehu. Even though we refer to it as Machshava, we really mean Dibur. I can read about Metzia. I'll call Dvar Pesha. L'chayv al Machshava ki Maisim. Tilab Metzia Bepeh. Machshavtoi l'may nechayiv lo. If he doesn't say it out right with his mouth, why should we mechayiv him on Machshava? So you can learn this, these words of Machshavtoi l'may nechayiv lo, two ways. You can learn it on a practical level. If he never tells us what he had for Machshava, how would I ever know what his Machshava was? See, by definition, you have to know what he said, because or what he had in mind. Otherwise, how do I know? Shalei Lishma, Yon Lishma, Pigol, Chutzazmani, Chutzam Koyma. I don't even know what he had in mind. So he has to go and be Maitzi. That's perhaps one way of learning it. The only problem with that is Lav Dafka. He could have a Machshava B'Shas, he brings the carbon, and then he tells us 6 hours later, oh, by the way, I didn't tell anybody. You're the first person in town I'm telling. I want you to know that when I did the Kmitza, even though this was a Machvas, I had in mind for Macheshes. Really? Yes, I would come to the mind and say, Macheshes, Macheshes, I didn't say anything, but that's what I had in mind. Oh, so maybe Machshava is something. Nobody knows, but afterwards, you know, he's Mode Pepe, Pepe Mole, he tells him exactly what he had in mind. So, Lav Dafka, that Rashi means that. Rashi instead perhaps could mean something else. That normally you don't punish someone for a bad machshava, because a machshava ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mitztaref l'maisen. Machshava toive Kadosh Baruch Hu mitztaref l'maisen. Therefore, you get two types of schar, one on the machshava, one on the maisen. But the machshava ra, normally not. The only exception to the rule is a machshava bad avodah zara. Machshava avodah zara, chas v'shalom, a person gets punished. So it could be that's what Rashi means over here. If you're only talking about a machshava, not a maisa, not a dibur, machshav to l'mayin chayvla, why would you go and give that person pech? Not that we're giving the person pech over here, we're undoing the sanctity to a certain extent of this carbon. What he means to say is machshava is not a maisa, it's not a dibur, l'choyrus is garnish, it's just oisiyos porches ba'avir, and the avir this person's mayach, or the absence of that person's mayach. Anyway, whichever way you want to learn it, bottom line, Rashi says, machshava means dibur. So now getting back to our Gemara, where Ravashi says it depends on what the dibur was. Did he go and have in mind machvas l'shemar cheshes, or marcheshes l'shemachvas, or was it minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes, or minchas marcheshes l'shem minchas machvas? What difference does it make? Rashi says, because if we're dealing with machvas, and he says, I have in mind marcheshes, machvas and marcheshes, one is a pot, one is a pan, everybody looks at him as if he's out of his mind. Mm-hmm. Mister, how can you go and call this frying pan a deep pot? That it's a pan. Or, of course, faket. Masha'enken, mincha is not the same anymore. It's not that same clarity of distinction between marcheshes and machvas. Yes.
It depends on your angle, because it could be a high pot in use.
Okay, Zuzan is right. Anyway, the point of all of this is, says Ravashi, it makes a difference whether he mentioned the word mincha or not. Where is this Rashi? Hanicha l'Rav Ashi. Rashi is explaining Rav Ashi. It's about a quarter down the Amud. Hanicha l'Rav Ashi. Zok Rashi. Demetaris l'kaman. Ki Ramin and Reb Shimon. The Omar Beduchta Achrini. We're going to have another Reb Shimon in another moment. We're going to ask a steer Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon. To Hacha, on our Reb Shimon that we just learned. Matars lu Rav Ashi. The Hodiyom Reb Shimon, Olu. We just said a moment ago, Olu Lubam Shem Choyva. Ba'oimarini Koimitz, Machvas, L'shem Mach Cheshes. The Kimon Dulei Idka Shema de Mincha. He didn't mention the word Mincha. He just said Machvas, Mar Cheshes. He didn't say Mincha. Elishma, the money, only referred to the name of the utensil, the pot, the pan. Tibiruach ba'almaninu. People look at him and say, ah, Michigan idiot, let's, you know, I don't have time. I don't have time for these guys. I'm moving on. So therefore, it's gunishvet. I, the Reb Shimon, be alma deloy alu. I, if we're saying that Reb Shimon holds like our mission, he holds like alu. He going to idkishma de mincha. He said minchas machvas for minchas marcheshes. Minchas marcheshes for minchas machvas. Iklakum ukmin masnisin. Reb Shimon, the masnisin, the idkishma de mincha. Kinem afarish. Shalei lishmoi v'lishmoi. L'shem minchas adav. L'shem minchas chayte. So therefore, the Gemara is saying is, you could say that our Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon after all. When our Mishnah says Shloi Ol Lebalim Shchoiva, is referring to that he said Minchas Marchesh, Rishim Minchas Machvas, or Fakert. When Reb Shimon said at the top of the Yomid, no, it's Ol Lebalim Shchoiva, he didn't mention the word Mincha, he just said Machvas and Marcheshes. Those are Dvorim B'Teim B'Vutolim L'Shririm L'Kiyom and Klal L'Klal. Major difference.
Can you explain a little bit more about the significance of expressing the word Mincha?
No, there's no way I can explain it. The reason is because l'choira, what difference does it make? Reb Shimon said at the top of the Yomid, the reason why it's kosher, eina menachas doimis zu lezu, if you're koimis machlis shemarcheshes, maseo moichichan oleh. If maseo moichichan oleh, it doesn't make a difference whether you said machvas shemarcheshes, he said minchas machvas shemarcheshes. Look at the product.
Look at the evidence.
Look at the evidence. Exactly. So what difference does it make? Anyway, that's the kasha. What you are thinking of is the kasha. You're going to ask him tomorrow in Gimel Amud Beis. After you have Rav Ashi, Omer le kasha, kama koimis machvas shemarcheshes, kama koimis minchas machvas shemarcheshes, so what difference does it make? Yom mincha, nish mincha, maser. So that's Gemara's kasha mirchim tomorrow. Stay tuned. Getting back to our Gemara. Now I hope that answers your question.
It doesn't answer, it just tells me to be patient.
Exactly. It's an important lesson in life. Okay.
Especially anyway. If you're
a Dawson,
you need patience.
Oh, a lot of patience. Very good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So that's good according to
Rav Ashi,
that we could say that the Mishnah and the Bride, that Rav Shimon could be the Tana of our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is talking about Minchas Machvas, Minchas Machash. And the Rabbi Verova, Mayikala Meimar, what are we going to say according to Rabbi Verova, who also tried to fa'enfer a stira Rav Shimon on Rav Shimon? What is there fa'enfer? We'll see right now. V'chi ta'ima kidika mishani Rabbi. Again, Reb Shimon has a stira. Here at the top it says, Reb Shimon, there's another Reb Shimon that we're going to quote in another few lines, where Reb Shimon is going to say, Loi ol lebalim shim chayva. So it's not that we're trying to fit in Reb Shimon into our Mishnah, we're asking stira Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon. So one teretz we've already given, that was Reb Ashi, he uses the term mincha, he didn't use the term mincha. How are we going to answer it according to Rabbi Verova? So Rabbi says, it depends. Kan b'shini kodesh, kan b'shini balim. That this l'choira is a much more appealing difference, if you will. Because what means shini kodesh? Shini kodesh means he said machvas, marcheshe, marcheshe, machvas, maser nikoy. Shini balim means that there are 50 people online, and many of them want to bring a kor mincha, and the koyin says, oh, this mincha, for Yanko. And it turns out that the person who gave him the mincha was Beryl. What did I do? That's called Shini Balam. Shini Balam, also you have the same considerations in terms of that it's kosher. Okay, so now the question is, how do we end for the two Reb Shimons? Says he more very simply. In our Mishnah, when you are, the Kohen is working and doing a kmitza with the mincha itself, you can tell whether it's a machvas, marcheshes, marcheshes, machvas. Says Reb Shimon, it's a kosher carbon, because what that person is saying, machvas instead of marcheshes, al shtuyot. It's all meaningless, it's nonsense, ridiculous, I'm a shigena, forget about it. They follow Balam Shemuchayva. However, if he says Yankel instead of Beryl, Beryl instead of Yankel, if you look at this mincha, unless you have Ruach HaKodesh, there's no way of knowing that this is Yankel's instead of Beryl's, or Beryl's instead of Yankel's. Oh, see, it's not Maseh Mechichan Aleh. In such a case, Loi Ol Balam Nishum Chayva. Very good. Okay, so that's a beautiful teretz. So tomorrow, does that work with our Mishnah? So therefore, you would say that our Mishnah kutched him with Reb Shimon, and it's talking about a case of Shini Balim. And that's why it says it's kosher. Because he said Yankel's in a barrel, but it's a Yankel. So Kimura, Hamasis and Shinik Koidishu. Read the Mishnah again. Diktoni, Kate, Lishwan, Vishaloy, Lishwan, Lishimun, Ches, Chait, Lishimun, Ches, Nidava. Therefore, if it would say in the Mishnah, Kate, Lishwan, Vishaloy, Lishwan, Lishim Yankel, Lishim Barrel, Lishim Barrel, Lishim Yankel, you'd have a beautiful carrot. But if you're telling me a Minchas Chait, Minchas Nidava, there's a major difference. Masse, my Chichanale. Minchas Chait is Chareva, it's dry. Minchas Nidava is wet, it has shaman in it. So you go and tell the difference immediately. Masse, my Chichanale. So therefore, the teretz of Rabbah will not help us to say that the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. V'inami kedigo mishani Rava. How does Rava answer the steer Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon, kam bekoyim it's mincha l'shem mincha, kam bekoyim it's mincha l'shem zevach. Oh, if it's mincha l'shem mincha, that would be the case of that it's oile mincha l'shem zevach. Then it's really. You're saying I'm bringing this carbon mincha, but have in mind the shame carbon bechar, the shame carbon shlamim, the shame carbon oila. I mean, that's totally crazy. But what's the din by something like that? Then we would say that ola balam shem chayvim. Ah, so when would see sinachmal? How does Rashi learn the two? Ikumishani rava shemachmas shem dechsev zoyis teres ha'aretz. Look at Rashi binami kinumishani rava. It's about 12 lines before the wide lines. V'inamikin mishani rava. The time of the Reb Shimon. The hodi amar olu. That's olu balam shem choyva. The koimitz minchas ma'achvat v'shem minchas ma'cheshes. How does that help? V'shem dechsiv zois toiras a mincha toira achas acholam an achais. And so therefore, we blend together ma'achvat and ma'cheshes and solus and ma'afitana. Toira achas. Then it's olu. And when it's loy olu, the koimitz mincha l'shem zevach. Obviously, this distinction doesn't work with the Reb Shimon that said at the top of the Amid, because the top of the Amid said Maseh Moichichin Oleha, whether it's Machvas, whether it's Chareva, whether it's Belula. So, if anything, and when you're going to go and say that Mincha L'Shem Mincha, you can go and tell the difference. Mincha L'Shem Zevach, you can certainly tell the difference. Look afterwards whether there's blood on the floor or blood in the mizrak or whether there's flour inside the mizrak. Are you shechting with a sakin or are you doing a kemitza with three fingers? However, that's the teretz of Rav and Mitzvah. We're going to challenge it tomorrow on Daf Gimel. But that's what his pshat is initially. So when does he olu koymis mincha l'shem mincha? And when did he say loy olu koymis mincha l'shem zevach? So then, to say that our Mishnah stims with Rava, you'd have to say that our Mincha, since it says loy olu, it's talking about mincha l'shem zevach. Masnis and mincha l'shem minchi, diktani, shloy l'shman, l'shman, l'shem minchas edov, l'shem minchas choyte. So obviously that doesn't work. So to my El Rabba, but Rava machmar to masnis and loy krib shimon. Although according to Rav Ashi, we could say that the Mishnah stims, because our Mishnah is talking about mincha and mincha, and the other Reb Shimon is talking about machvas and marcheshes without mincha. But Rabbi and Rava, our Mishnah clearly is not Reb Shimon. Fine. Two dots, done. Feitimara. Okay, so our Mishnah is not Reb Shimon, and you know, so Rabbeinu HaKadosh is paskening like other Tanoim, not like Reb Shimon. However, I have a stira Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon himself, and this is the stira that Rav Ashi and Rabbi and Rava were addressing. What is the steer? We're not with Reb Shimon. Design you. Learn the Brayso. Reb Shimon Oimer says in the pasuk by Karbin Mincha, Kodesh Kedoshim He. It's Kodesh Kudoshim, right? Bill as a din of Kodesh. So he's taking the face of the pasuk. Kodesh Kedoshim He. Kachatus Vicha Asham. Now, why does the Torah have to tell us Kachatus Vicha Asham? I know that Chatus and Asham are Kodesh Kedoshim. I know that an oil is Kodesh Kedoshim. I know that Shalmi Atzeres is Kodesh Kedoshim. It would be enough just to go and say Mincha. It's Kodesh Kedoshim He. Period. End of story. What do I need Kachatus Kedoshim? Zoktimar, Yesh min kachatas, it depends on the mincha. Some minachis are like a chatas. The Yesh min kashim, some of them are like an ashim. What does that mean? Minchas choyte heri kachatas. Minchas choyte is like chatas. In fact, in the whole concept, it's like a chatas, of both being machaper al chait. Leficha come to shalei lishma, psula kachatas, it's dead in the water, it's totally possible, just like chatas. Aha. In other words, if you have in mind by your minchas choyte, you have in mind the shame minchas nidava, pasal, just like a chatas. Minchas nidav, on the other hand, harik asham. If you come to shalei lishma, if you have in mind from your minchas nidava for a machvas to machesh, the macheshes to machvas, etc. If you come to shalei lishma, it's ksheira. Uka Asham, Ma Asham Kosher Ve'enim Meratzah. Just like an Asham, it's kosher. Like all Kabbanis other than a Chattis, other than a Pesach, it's kosher Ve'enim Meratzah. In other words, it doesn't do the trickly Ola Balam Shem Chayva, and Minchas and Dovik, Shem and Meratzah, and therefore it's not Ola Balam Shem Chayva. Anyway, what do I see from this new Reb Shimon? Shem is Imam is just like us. He's saying Mincha is just like, depending on whether it's a Minchas Adov or a Minchas Chote, it's just like a Chatas and Ashim. Obviously, he does not learn like Rebbe Lozer that says Torah Achas Lahem. These are two separate Kabbanis, Chatas and Ashim. By Chatas, if you have a mind Shalei Lishma, it's possible. Zok to Minchas Chote, you have a mind Shalei Lishma, just like a Chatas, possible. On the other hand, if it's a Minchas Adov, it's like a Karban Ashim, or like a Karban Oila, or like a Karban Shlom. Then what? Then it's kosher. So you see that Mamish, Reb Shimon, is Stirim and Eilvei. He's saying that Mincha parallels and mirrors regular Zvachim, and that's just the opposite of Reb Shimon at the top that said, Menachas are totally different. All Mincha Shein Nikbetzu Shalei Lishman are kosher v'alo lebalim Shem Chayva, and it doesn't make any distinction. It's the Chastira Mamish, Chastirim and Eilvei, Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon. And that's where we come up with our three terutzim. Before we brought Ravashi, here we first bring Rabba. Omer Rabba Lekasha, kan b'shini koydish, kan b'shini balim. If you talk about shini koydish, then maseom moichichan aleha. Like we had machbas, marcheshes, chareva, blula. However, if you talk about shini balim, there's no way of looking at the chavtza and knowing who the gavra is. You don't know whether it was Yankel or Beryl, right? That's what you said before. Good. Omer Le'abaya, mechti machshova the posel rachmona, hekeshihi. Mali shini koydish, mali shini balim. Abaye asks on the surface a very simple question, and he's saying is, how do I know that machshava shalei lishma passels by mincha? I know it because of the pasuk which he has brought. Koydish kedoshim, hi kachatzis v'chasham. Just like chatzis v'chasham, you have shalei lishma, you made a big, big problem for yourself. In one case, if it's a chatzis, the whole thing is pasel. If it happens to be kedoshim, it's not possible, it's kosher. So it's based on this kachat v'choshim, it's based on this hekish. Kosher kachat v'chosh. Mechti mashav with the pasal rachmona hekeshi, malichin kosher, malichin b'al. What difference does it make whether the mistake was that or the change that he did was in a shini kosher or shini balim? I don't understand the difference, Rabba. Amalei, don't you remember we said at the top of the Amid?
You can see who the owner is, what the process is.
Exactly, that's why it's a fundamental difference. Aye, but the Pasuk doesn't talk about Maaseh Moichichen. The Pasuk only says, Kechatz v'choshim et ha-hekish, where do you throw this in? Says the Gemara, Tekom Reb Shimon, that's a svorehi. Remember the famous Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Dorish Tamadikra. And therefore, Machshav Eloi Minkara, Pasul Rachman. If you can't tell the difference, like you don't tell the difference between the Yankel and Beryl. When you look at Yankel and Beryl, you can hopefully tell the difference.
Hopefully.
But you look at the Mincha, you can't tell the difference Yankel and Beryl. Pasul Rachmana. Mashav the Mincha, the Pasul Rachmana. But if you're talking about Machvel Macheshes, anybody that has two eyes can see immediately there's a big difference. Okay. Freit Dimar, if that's what you're telling me because of Maaseh Mechichan Aleha, let's talk about Oifais for a moment. And we're going to go start flying now with Oilas Oif and Chatas Oif. Elamayatu, Oilas Oif Shemolka Lamala.
Ariel was not here.
Is that good or bad?
Ariel.
Okay, Shkoya, thank you. Anyway, now here the Gemara talks about Malikas Oilas Oif Lamala. You'll recall that when we learned Masechta Zvachim, we mentioned several times about ayin, this ayin, mnemonic ayin. And I told you, I remember seeing it somewhere in one of the Rishonim. I thought it was Ben Hanan or Ben Gershon, because that's usually on the side of the Gemara. In fact, it happens to be the Shittim Mekabetzis over here. Why he waited all the way until he gets to Masechta Menachos to throw and tell us about Oifis, I'm not sure, but maybe it's there too, and I just didn't know. Now, where is it over here? So in my Gemara, you have Shittim Mekabetzis on the right-hand side, and it's before you get to the wide lines down below. It's about 10 lines before that. It's parallel to the fourth wide line of the Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? Oyla sa'oif shemolka lamala. To oyla sa'oif lamala michuta sikra. Bechata sa'oif lamata. Basimen, what's the simen? Ayin. Oyla lamala. This is the ayin. He should say the chore. Three ayins. Okay. Ayin shom. Ayin oylamal. The same thing. The gabi the test chatas lamata. The second letter in chatas is a test. The second letter in mata is a test. So in chatas lamata. that's what is lamala, this lamatza. So that's your mnemonic. Wow. Anybody asks you, it's not just a shita. He says at the end, maharap. Maharap means the toises of Beinu Peretz. Anyway.
But Hattas was not upstairs.
It mat chattas of by the oilois was lamata. Oh,
right.
And that's chattas lamata. Oilas oif lamala, three ayins. Oila, oif, mala, mem ayin, lamala. Good. Mashenkim in the chattas oif, it's lamata. Of course, chattas has a ches tes, and mata is mem tes. You have the two tesses. Okay? Test tells you to do it. Tachas. That's with a tough. I know. Okay, anyway. Getting
tough.
Back
it's
to
a tough, tough.
It's very tough. Good.
Yeah, very tough.
It's test tough. Tough.
We're testing you to see if you can remember which one is the mala, which one is the mata. Yeah, exactly. Which is, by the way, the exact reverse of the behema. The chattas behema is the mala on the koranes, four koranes, while the oilas behema is down below the chutz sikra, against the two koranes where you do four. There's two koranes.
Above this.
Okay, anyway. Below. Okay, fine. So, let's go back to Oilasoif. And as the Kohen is doing that, Malika says, Rabbi, look at the Chatasoif that I'm doing now. Am I doing? I'm doing a great job of doing Chatasoif. Says the Imara Tirotza, I should say it's a kosher carbon. Why? Because the Oilasoif. It's clear cut, it's an Oilasoif. The Chatasoif, Lamata be Ovidlah. The Chatasoif, you should be down below, you shouldn't be upstairs there. On top of the Mizbeach or on top of the Sovet, it should be down below. Is a chayyim, it's an oilas oif, and yet we say that it's a posel of carbon. Why should we say it's a posel of carbon? We should say it's totally kosher. It's nikar mesodich to masav that it's an oilas oif, not a chattas oif. So Timur, you're making one fundamental boo boo. Otu chattas oif lamala mi lesa. Can you not do a chattas oif lamala? You can. Here we're talking about the Malika. Amamar Malika Bachal Makim Amizbeach Sheira. Wherever you do the Malika is kosher. So therefore, if he's doing a Malika Lamala of the Oilas Oif, and he's saying Lishai Mitzvah Chatas Oif, it's not Nikar Mitzvah Masu. Could very well be a Chatas Oif because Malika is Bachal Makim Amizbeach. Okay. Question number two. Now we're not talking about Malika, we're talking about Mitzoy. What is Mitzoy? That's what we would call in Behema language, we would call it Zrika. I don't mean Behema language, but Behema in this context. Very good, thank you. However, you're talking about Oifois, there you're talking about Mitzoy, or you're talking about Hazor. Now, what's the difference between Hazor and Mitzoy? Hazor means that you go and take the Oif and you're holding it, and you give us a spritz.
A snap,
and a drop falls off. Remember, you're talking about a small little oif, you're not talking about a big chicken. So a drop comes out of the bech. Mitzoy means to give a crutch against the wall of the bech. Rashi in the bottom learns a little bit differently, but that's how we normally learn between Hazor and Mitzoy. Now, what's the difference between a chattas oif and oilas oif? Oilas oif is only Mitzoy, because it says in the Pasuk, v'nimtza domoy al kiram mizbech. That's the only thing you do. Chattas oif, you have two. You have Hazor and Mitzvah. You got to do both of them. Aha. The Hazor is Ma'akiv. The Mitzvah is not Ma'akiv. In a sense, you can look upon the Mitzvah as being like Shiyorei Hadam that you're supposed to pour on the Yisoid, with the exception of who? Reb Nechemia.
Right, this says Yishor Ma'akiv.
Yes, Ma'akiv. The question is whether he's only talking about
Hazor.
Okay. A totally different discussion. But getting back to our Gemara now. So what happens if you have an Oilas Oif Shemitza Doma Lamala L'Shem Chattas Oif? Now, we would normally say that it's no good, or at least it's like Olabam Shem Chayva. It's more Tiratza Maaseh. Tiratza. Because Maaseh Mechichan Aleh, the Oilas Oifi. For two reasons. Why? The Chattas Oifi, the Matah of the Ovidla. If it would be a Chattas Oif,
the blood work should be below, downstairs.
That's the whole Indian of the Chattas Oif, the Matah. Mm-hmm. You're doing your Hazon Yemitzi, the Matah. Oilas Oif is the Mala. See, if he's happened to be up there, not on the ladder, but on top of the Mizbeach, or on top of the Soiv. On the Soiv. And he's going and doing a Mitzi Hadam. Isn't it crystal clear that we're talking about an Oilas Oif and not a Chattas Oif? Because he's doing Lamala Michutta Sikra. That's number one. And number two, if this was a Chattas Oif, Hazor Havi Ovid. You have to add two words, just like Lamata of Ovidla, Hazor Havi Ovidla. He would have been doing Hazor first, because the Chattas Oif, you do the Hazor, and then you do the Mitzoy. If he's doing just a Mitzoy without Hazor, isn't it crystal clear we're doing an Oilas Oif? So it should be Marata, according to the Pshimon that holds Maaseh HaMechichan Aleha. Everything Marat. On number two, Nishka, because of Grace Akash, in other words, about the Hazor and the Mitzoy. Tell me, Mitzoy the Basar Hazor. Maybe the Mitzvah Yazdam is talking about after the Hazor. Meaning, when it comes to the Chatzas Oif, the Hazor has to be Lamata, because Chatzas Lamata, right? 100%. However, when it comes to the Mitzvah, since the Mitzvah is not Ma'akev, it's like Shirayim, she can do even the Mitzvah, even Lamala. So therefore says the Gemara, he's screaming out, Chatzas Oif, Chatzas Oif, Chatzas Oif. Maybe Tak is a Chatzas Oif. I was Chatzas Oif. Why are you stealing the Lamala? Because I'm doing the Mitzvah. The idiot, why aren't you doing it Lamata? You're right, I could have, would have, should have, but I'm doing it Lamala. Mitzvah dam b'chol makom mezbeches ksheira. Savata says the Gemara, I don't have a raya maaseh mechichan ala, because maybe it's taka chatzas oif. But chatzas have to do hazor first. I already did hazor. You guys were sleeping, or did you go out to the bathroom or something? I did the hazor 5 minutes ago, and then I did it lamata, exactly the way you're supposed to. You think I'm a hamuret. I know it's zachzvuchim, I know what you gotta do. So I did it lamata, and now the mitzvah dam, I especially went up to go and teach you the halacha, the mitzvah dam b'chol makom mezbeches ksheira. So it's not maaseh mechichlem, it was taka chatzas oif. But says Gemara, I have another raya. Back in Zvach, we learned chatzas oif, shehiza doma lamata, l'shem oilis oif. We said that's no good because it's a korban chatzas, and he's doing it shaloi l'shma, he's saying l'shem oila. The apostle did it, totally possible. Right. Fredimah, why should the apostle it? Teirotza. Why? Maaseh mechichlem lehada chatzas oifi. It's clear cut that this is a chatzas oif. Why di oilis oifi lamala v'ovidla? He would be up above. What does he do him down below? Number one. Number two, if this was an oilis oif, mitzvah av ovidle, because by an oily you only do mitzvah. Yeah. You don't go and do any hazor whatsoever. And he's doing hazor, the ilamata, right? He's doing chatosa oif, shehiza, dom lamata. This is clearly a chatosa oif, because he's lamata and he's doing an hazor, he's not doing a mitzvah. He's saying oilis oif. It's narishkeit. So we should say, maser mechichrelel. So Yomara, hachinami, you know what? You're 100% right. Just like Reb Shimon said, maaseh mechichan le legabe menochois, same thing applies to oifis. Elafisha and menochois zoymis lezvachim ka'amar, lezvachim v'loy li oifis. Remember how we started off? The sign of Reb Shimon, oimer ka'menochois, oimer ka'menochois, sheirois. V'ol abam shabuchoy v'shen menochois zoymis lezvachim. I meant that the menochois are not like zvachim. But menochois, in a sense, are like oilois, not oilis. Oifis. Thank you. In which respect are they both the same? And both of them you could have maser meichichen aleha. And Eino Chanami, if you have a maser meichich aleha, like this case of the chatas oif, that he's a dom ala mata l'shem oilis oif, clearly this is going to be kosher, says Reb Shimon. Why will it be kosher? Because maser meichichen aleha, that it's a chatas oif, he's doing a hazor, he's not doing a mitzvah, he's doing it lamata, dosa nishka oilis oif, and it would be kosher after all, according to Reb Shimon.
Well, we're talking about Havdola, as the mavdil, we'll mavdil by the ofos.